As fans gathered to watch the U.S. men's soccer team take on the Germans in the World Cup last week, the usual chants broke out like clockwork. Ralph Ukheim was one of the few dedicated German fans swallowed in a sea of red, white, and blue.
Yeah, I was born in Germany and came here in 1995, so now by 2014, I'm actually a dual citizen, U.S. and German.
Despite all those years here, Ukheim is not torn between home and adoptive countries.
Of course, the loyalty goes back to the native country, and that would be Germany, so my vote definitely goes to Germany.
Also in the crowd was Edith Hahn, a German native who has spent half her life in America. She says that for her, deciding whom to cheer for isn't quite so simple.
I don't think you have to be completely one or the other. We live in a global society now. I feel that I can have my own identity, and I embrace both countries.
Hahn also says wearing a German team jersey in a crowd of American fans can be intimidating.
I have to say I felt weird coming here because when I got out of my car at the parking lot, I couldn't see any German color. Everything was American.
These are just some of the challenges that come with living on the hyphen, as in German hyphen American. Immigrants, expats, and multinationals must constantly balance between past and current national ties in order to establish their own identity. That's according to Zabet Tilak Singh, executive director of the Global Philadelphia Association. Her group tries to build Philadelphia's international profile and encourage cross-cultural exchanges. Tilak Singh says living on the hyphen is not easy.
That hyphen is something that's not really totally defined because you've come from somewhere else and you've morphed into obviously someone different who needs to meld in the current society in which they find themselves.
Tilak Singh is a half-French, half-English Tunisian. She grew up in Bahrain and is an American citizen. She, as much as anyone, understands how fleeting World Cup loyalties can be.
My allegiances sometimes switch, sometimes change, because I have so many different places that I can call home or that I feel tied to in one way or another.
The conflict isn't just internal. Multinationals often face prejudice or even racism when they don't cheer for the home team. Waja Dube says he faced this kind of treatment during the group stage, when Ghana, the U.S., Portugal, and Germany were all vying to advance to the knockout round. Dube, who was a dual citizen of the U.S. as well as Botswana, says he was rooting for Ghana because of the Pan-African roots shared by both countries. It didn't go over well, though, with some fans of Team USA at the bar.
We had a couple unruly fans who were, you know, a little bit amped up, and were shouting for me to go back to my own country, which is quite funny because I'm from the States.
These incidents are not always laughing matters, though. In this year's World Cup, numerous teams have faced FIFA investigations after their fans chanted racial and homophobic slurs at players during games. Yet Dube still believes that when it comes to being a multinational, the pros outweigh the cons.
One thing that we all have to learn is how to actually not only assimilate, but how to kind of jump into different cultures where you don't necessarily belong or you look extremely different from other places, and how to just express your culture to other people, but also learn as much as you can about the other cultures.
And that cultural exchange goes both ways. Zabet Tilak Singh says that for those without split allegiances, the World Cup provides a great opportunity to be exposed to other cultures.
For those who don't know those cultures before, it's definitely a chance to get more familiar.
Both Dube and Tilak Singh love how the World Cup can help people transcend national boundaries, whether it be on the soccer pitch or over a pitcher of beer while watching a game. And with the sport's growing popularity in the United States, there will be even more chances for making those international connections. From WHYY News, I'm Cristiano Lima.
Beachley.